All right, welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk to you about this week is what I call the law of relativity. Now, as humans, basically, we unconsciously perceive what's normal, what's a normal way to act. And a lot of that's based on the people that we're around every day and the different people that we're exposed to, you know, through TV stories or through movies, through newspaper articles. And these basically form our ideas of what is normal. And basically, we live within that range, okay, as a rule. So what I want to talk about today is a different way to create change in yourself. And it's a different place to focus your attention on, right? Because, again, there's what you know you should do, all right? But you rarely will we operate in that way unless we consider it to be normal, unless we consider it to match up with a normal way of being. Right, with who we are. So there are ways to change that. There are ways to change the way that we perceive different things. But again, it's a different focus than just that willpower, I have to get myself to do it. What we're looking to do is change the unconscious perceptions and associations we have with the new behaviors. And one of the ways to do that that I think is most powerful is through the idea of role modeling, because this is the main way in which we learn how to act. Okay, so you know, if I'll give you a specific example. I remember growing up, you know, you're supposed to eat 5 pieces of fruit a day. But I always thought that was just so much. You know, it just seemed like so much fruit, because when I looked around, I didn't see people really eating any fruit. You know, and so I started trying to do it. And again, it always just kind of seemed like a struggle. I remember that one day I heard about raw foodists. Never heard about this before. These are people that basically exist off of eating only raw foods. Nothing's cooked. And so all of a sudden, my paradigm shifted like that. And I said, oh, 5 pieces, never mind that. These people live exclusively on raw foods, you know? So all of a sudden it shifted, and now I said, now the relativity shifted, right? Because before, all I knew were people are basically weren't eating any fruit, right? And so to eat 5 pieces just seemed like I was way out of the range there. But all of a sudden now, I'm exposed to this over here. So now I feel like I'm right in the middle, right, with the 5 pieces of fruit. So that actually helped me tremendously, not in terms of how, you know, I mean, eating the 5 pieces or not, it's the same behavior, but the unconscious thoughts that went into it. Because now it wasn't so extreme, right? It seemed extreme before, because again, I only had this range that I was aware of. So this is what I'm saying to you, is that you want to begin to shift your unconscious perceptions and ideas of what's normal. And there are a lot of ways to do that. So now you might be thinking, oh, well, raw food, that's pretty extreme. But think about this, the other side's extreme, right? Because if you think about, if you look at the 5-10 people that you interact with most in your life, what percentage of raw, uncooked, natural food are they eating in a day? And for a lot of people, it's less than 5%. So I would say that that's extreme. And that's what we're around all the time. Right? And in this culture, we're constantly bombarded with messages to consume foods that aren't really good for us. So again, we're living in this extreme, and we're thinking that it's normal, right? But in reality, there's a whole other side to it that we're rarely exposed to. But once we are, all of a sudden our idea, our relative idea of what's normal shifts with it. Okay, and our idea of what's possible shifts with it. Same thing happens with exercising, right? If you live around people that don't exercise at all, and you say, oh, I'm going to exercise every day, it can seem monumental. It might seem that you're a health nut. You'd have to be a health nut to exercise every day. Right? This might be the unconscious perception and definition you have in your mind. Well, this is where you want to focus, because this can be a real big problem, right? If you want to exercise every day, but unconsciously you say to yourself, oh man, every day, what am I, a health nut? Am I crazy exercising? If that's the belief you have, it's going to be very difficult to get yourself to exercise every day, right? So what do? How do you change it? Well, you find people that do exercise every day, right? So you can balance it out. Because again, if you're over here and you're living in this range over here, what you need to do is expand this range over this way. Because when you do this, you will find you'll naturally, and this just happens naturally, when you expand it, is that you naturally find yourself more towards the middle. We just do this. Okay, that's what our mind does. It kind of naturally, it takes both ends of the spectrum and meets us in the middle. Okay, unfortunately, most of the time in this culture, we get an illusion of relativity, an illusion of choice, but it's all very narrow. It's a lot of processed food. It's a lot of high fat cooked foods that aren't supporting our body. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to get the other side of it that may seem crazy or nuts, you know, raw foodists, you know, vegetarians in some cases, people consider vegans. We want to get their perspective on things, because when you do, it's going to naturally expand your mind and your thinking, and probably in a beneficial way. Okay, at the very least, it's going to let you in on some things that you hadn't known before, and it's going to change some of the perceptions that you have. But okay, so let's get practical. How can we use this in our own life? Now, I'm going to suggest to you, and I think it's the greatest tool there is for motivation, is to use YouTube, okay? Because unfortunately, sometimes people don't have the role models around them that are going to support them, okay? And that's okay now. In this day and age, we can actually find them virtually, and sometimes it's a lot easier, and it can be just as effective. So what you want to do is you want to search for, say you want to exercise more. You plug in, what are your specifics, your sex, are you a man or a woman? Your age group, right? Put an age range in there that's similar to yours. Put in exercise transformation, body transformation, shift in eating, right? Better eating, and put those ranges in and see what these people are saying, okay? Because again, the more exposure you can get to that way of thinking, to what they're doing, the easier it's going to be for you to maintain that, because you're going to think differently about it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Instead of just relying on willpower, right? Willpower is this: I don't really like eating vegetables, but I'm going to do it. Okay? That's willpower. I don't want to exercise every day, and I think I'm a crazy person for exercising every day. I'm a health nut now, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to get myself to do it. That's very challenging. That's a very short-term strategy. So what we're always looking to do is to change the unconscious beliefs and perceptions we have so that they're congruent with the goals that we want to achieve. And one very powerful way to do that is to expose ourselves to, and I say extreme, you know, carefully here, but extreme from where we're at, extreme points of view, extreme lifestyles from where we're at, because you're gonna start to realize that they're just normal people. I guess that's what I'm finally getting to the point with here. When you start to expose yourself to people that exercise regularly, that eat a very balanced, highly nutritious diet, and they do this, and this is how they live, and you see them, you see the differences in their body, you see the differences in how they speak and how they think of themselves and how they feel, as you get more and more of that, it starts to seem more normal. And the more normal something seems to us, the more possible it seems as well, okay? And it makes it simpler. What we don't want, see, the dieting thing again, right? It's always like, it's hard to diet. Okay, and if that's always the idea of how we're going to lose weight, it's very difficult to maintain long term. So what we want to do is we want to model and study people that are doing it naturally. It's become their lifestyle. It's become who they are. And the more people like that you can see, and the more, you know, as they're speaking, you get a glimpse of their beliefs and their perceptions, their ideas that they think about things, we can absorb some of those and use them ourselves. Okay, so I strongly suggest you do this. So this is your homework for the week here. This can make it much easier for you, is go on YouTube and find, again, depending on what you want to do, right? If you want to eat better, you want to exercise more, you know, you want to do yoga, you want to meditate, whatever it is, right? In terms of your weight loss goals here, go and search for videos that are going to help inspire you and going to give you a unique perspective of what this will do for you, okay? Because, you know, if you see someone say, oh man, I exercise every day and I feel absolutely incredible, right? I feel on top of the world. I wake up with more energy now, I have more strength in my body. I can, you know, pick up my granddaughter and easily, and it's comfortable, and I'm just have more energy to spend with my family. You hear someone like that describing it, they're describing it in a congruent way. They're living it. You see, unfortunately, a lot of times people get a perspective of working out every day from people that don't work every day. I know I should work out more. I should work out. I know I should, you know, but it's just so hard and I lose track of time. They're not in it. Okay, so you're not getting a clear picture of what that lifestyle's like. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. So go on YouTube and whatever you're looking to do, whatever behaviors you want to add into your life, research them and listen to people talking about it who are congruently living it. Okay, and see if it doesn't change some of your perceptions and make it easier to do those things. Okay, so do that, and I'll talk to you next week.